Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, September the 23rd, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we bring you analysis of proceedings at the United Nations General Assembly, focusing mainly on calls by African leaders for the United States government and its Western allies to lift financial and travel sanctions that they imposed on ZANU-PF officials over alleged human rights violations. But President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his African peers, among them William Ruto of Kenya and Hage Geingob of Namibia, told the UN annual summit this week the so-called targeted measures are killing Zimbabwe's potential and affecting its people, adding the restrictions must be removed unconditionally. The United States has, of course, outlined the conditions that it says must be met before it removes the sanctions. But with the growing cacophony of African leaders fighting in Zimbabwe's corner, the question we are asking tonight is, can the U.S. government finally oblige even without the reforms it has demanded? Lichona njani zulugandaba siya hlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sihlaziya okwenzakale emhlanganweni we United Nations General Assembly. Sikhangela ikakhulu amazwi kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa awukuthi elemelika kumele lesule izijeziso elazethesa eleZimbabwe ngoba ziphazamisa umnotho kanti njalo zithwalise uzulu makhaza nzima. Abanye abakhokheli bamazwe aseAfrika abagoqela weKenya umnumzana William Ruto kanye lowaseNamibia umnumzana Hage Geingob labo batshele umhlangano we-United Nations kule viki ukuthi izijeziso lezi kumele zesulwe. Umbuzo omkhulu esiwubuzayo namuhla ngothi njengoba abaholi base-Afrika bekhanya sebekhuluma ngazwilinye, singabona iMelika isusa izijeziso lezi na, lanxa nje konke ethi kumele kulungisiswe kulokhe kungakagcwaliswa. IMelika ngokwazi kwethu, ngokwazi kwabaningi, yona ithi izijeziso lezi kaziqondiswanga kulizwe leZimbabwe njengelizwe as a whole, kodwa ziqondiswe kumalunga eZANU-PF. Kwaziwa ivatereri nasi muchirongwa chenyu che Live Talk. Tiri kuzeya zvaitika svondo rino kumusangano weUnited Nations General Assembly ku New York muno mu America, apo mutungamiri weZimbabwe vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakashora zvirango zvavanoti zvakatemerwa nyika yavo neAmerica. VaMnangagwa vanoti zvirango izvi zvinofanirwa kubviswa nekuti zviri kukanganisa ruzhinji rweZimbabwe. VaMnangagwa vakatsigirwawo nevamwe vatungamiri venyika dzemuAfrica vanosanganisira vaWilliam Ruto vekuKenya pamwe chete navaHage Geingob vekuNamibia. Asi America inoti zvirango izvi zvakaisirwa vakuru vakuru veZANU-PF chete uye hazvizi kukanganisa veruzhinji. Mubvunzo mukuru watiri kubvunza nhasi manheru ano ndewekuti sezvo vatungamiri veAfrica vachitaura neinzwi rimwe chete panyaya yezvirango iyi, tingaona here America ichizvibvisa? In his speech yesterday, President Mnangagwa touched on a gamut of issues, from touting that his government upholds human rights and democracy to demanding the lifting of these sanctions.
We are building our country brick by brick, stone upon stone, with the support of our friends and partners. As my government continues to entrench democracy, good governance, and the rule of law, we are committed to vibrant, competitive, and peaceful political contestations. Notwithstanding our success, the ongoing deleterious effects of the illegal sanctions continue to hamper and slow down our progress and the realization of sustainable and inclusive development. Zimbabwe is a peace-loving country. We remain indebted to the SADC region and the African Union, as well as other progressive members in the Committee of Nations, for their unwavering support and calls for the removal of these unwarranted and unjustified sanctions on Zimbabwe. We once again call for their immediate and unconditional removal. My country welcomes the findings of the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the negative impact of the unilateral coercive measures on the enjoyment of human rights who visit Zimbabwe in 2021. Mr. President, at the international level, Zimbabwe has adopted an engagement and re-engagement policy. The policy is underpinned by the principles of mutual understanding and respect, cooperation, partnership, and shared values with other members of the international community. We desire to be a friend to all and an enemy to none. My country is greatly concerned that more than 20 years after the Durban Declaration and the program of action, hate crimes, xenophobia, racial discrimination, and intolerance have continued to increase at an alarming rate, including at international level.
Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking there at the United Nations General Assembly yesterday before proceeding to Cuba for an official state visit today. Namibian President Hage Geingob, as said before, also condemned what he called unjust sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe and other countries, including Cuba.
Namibia pledges unwavering solidarity for nations that continue to bear the heavy burden of sanctions. Namibia reiterates its long-standing call for the lifting of the unjust embargo against Cuba. I met a 50-year-old young Cuban man who has not known anything but sanctions. Since he was born, it's a sanctions. How long are we going to continue with that? We are talking about building the peace in the world. But how can a country be sanctioned for such a long time? And children born don't know anything but sanctions. Please, it is time that sons and daughters of Cuba are given their right to a decent life, freedom, and embargo that denies them their right to develop their own country should be stopped now. Equally, we call on the lifting of sanctions against the Republic of Zimbabwe. Why are the sanctions in place for a country which is making progress at all levels? President Emmerson Mnangagwa and the people of Zimbabwe have made laudable progress and reforms. We should be given a chance to succeed without the weight of sanctions. Mr. President, the health of our planet is in serious jeopardy.
That was Namibian President Hage Geingob also speaking at the United Nations this week. And now for analysis, we turn to political commentator Dan Moyo Best here in the United States. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Mr. Nkomo, and thank you for having me.
So we are seeing African leaders, Mr. Moyo, increasingly banding together in calling for the lifting of these sanctions on ZANU-PF officials or Zimbabwe as a country, depending really on who you talk to. Do you see the U.S. government obliging, even without the reforms that is demanding being fulfilled by Harare?
No, I don't see how that can be done, because the U.S. has been very clear from the onset that Zimbabwe needs to meet certain standards that are the norm with international, with other countries in the world. And Zimbabwe, for some reason, is failing to act on the requirements that the United States has put forward. So I look at this like when you are a guy and you are courting a girl, and the girl says, you know, I can date you if you stop smoking, but you continue smoking, and then you blame the girl for not dating you when she has told you that she can only date you if you stop smoking. This is the same thing with Zimbabwe. Right now, Job Sikala is languishing in jail for the past 3 months without bail on a political issue, and yet the Americans have told Zimbabweans that your human rights record is despicable. You need to improve on that. And yet we are seeing even those 13 people from Twagazi who are locked up, we're seeing people being locked up. That means that political space, which is one of the fundamental things that the Americans are pointing to, we are seeing a violation, a gross violation of that by the Zimbabwean government. And yet they expect America to still lift sanctions, which, by the way, are sanctions that are imposed on individuals and people that are deemed to be supporting the ZANU-PF government, which is oppressing its people.
But the government and ZANU-PF, Mr. Moyo, argue that these sanctions affect ordinary Zimbabweans, especially Zidera. They are saying Zidera has nothing to do with, targeting specific ZANU-PF measures, but it has everything to do about crippling the country's economy.
Yes, I agree that there are effects of these sanctions on the ordinary citizen. But let's understand here the broader picture. What the U.S. is saying is, hey, Zimbabwe, here's a list of things that we are saying, if you correct this, we will lift those sanctions. But Zimbabwe is refusing to do that. I have concluded that ZANU-PF is using the sanctions as a red herring so that they can continue looting resources in the country and then blame it on the sanctions. Because if they were really serious about these sanctions being lifted, then by now they would have implemented the reforms, the electoral reforms, the human rights violations. They would have corrected all those things. They are refusing, because I think they know that once they abide by those requirements and the sanctions are lifted, then they will expose themselves to the world, because now they can no longer blame the sanctions for the failures, which we all know the economic failures in Zimbabwe are caused by corruption.
Siyabonga mnumzana Moyo, ngizaphenduka kuwe kodwa sizathatha ikhefu kancane. Uyasho ukuthi iZimbabwe akulalutho esilwenzile, kodwa uhulumende uthi kunengi. Laye ubaba uMnangagwa ukhulumile umhla emhlanganweni we-United Nations, uthi ama-political reforms okhuluma ngawo, ama-electoral reforms okhuluma ngawo, siyawa-implementa. Kanti njalo uthi kulo mbuso entando eningi idemokhrasi, ama-human rights, amalungelo ayalondolozwa. Kanti uthi le mithetho emibi efana labo phosa labo ayipha seyesulwa. Kodwa qhubeka ubambile khonapho, baba Moyo, siza phenduka kuwe maduze nje. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Des discours présidentiels aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec les responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
Vazangoti bata tiri nefenyiro ye Studio 7 abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we Studio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngomhlangano we United Nations lapho bekulo mongameli emasoni mnangakwa oyethule amazwi izolo sithi isijeziso athi zafakelwa iZimbabwe yimelika kumele zesulwe. We are now joined by our second guest, a political commentator as well, and that's Professor Ricky Mukonza, all the way from South Africa. Professor Mukonza, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening to Namili, good evening to your listeners.
Thank you for joining us. Anzi navamnanga gwaneva mweva tunga mirive nyika zakasiyana siyana mu Africa vachitaura ku United Nations. Hanzi zvirango zvakatemerwa zvavanoti zvakatemerwa nyika yeZimbabwe. And I'm saying that because we know kuti America iri kuti haiwa zvirango izvi zvakanangana nevanhu veZANU-PF chete. Saka hanzi navamunangagwa nevamwe vave kuAfrica kuUN, hanzi zvirango izvi ngazvibviswe nekuti zviri kuuraya vanhu veZimbabwe, maordinary people, and hanzi mareforms ari kunzi aitwe hazi navamunanga gwata kamaita. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Maita enyu vankondo, zvinokatyamadza kuti mutungamiri wenyika anoenda kunotaura nyaya yezvezvirango asi kumusha atasiya vasungwa vezvematongerwo enyika. Tikataurisa hedu nyaya yezvirango, inini maonero andinoita netsvakurudzo yandakamboita, vari kuti zvirango ngazvibviswe vanogona kunge vaine nyaya yakanaka. Asi zvirango haisiriyo chiyega nyaya iri kunetsa muZimbabwe. Tine nyaya dzakawanda dzekusa, nyaya dzemafambisirwo anoitwa sarudzo, nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, nyaya dzemabatirwo anoitwa vanopikisa hurumende, nyaya dzekutambura, nyaya dzakawanda chaizvo. Zvekuti kwandiri nyaya yezvirango haisiriyo nyaya hombe hombe mukati meZimbabwe. Chandinoda kuti titaure zvakare ndechekuti vatungamiri vemuAfrica vari kuti zvirango ngazvibviswe, vari kutaura zvakanaka, vari kuda kutsigirawo imwe nyika yavo iri muno muAfrica. Asi matsigirira avari kuita handisi kuti vanonyatsonzwisisa dambudziko reZimbabwe parinotanga nepariri neparinogumira. Handifunge kuti vatungamiri vemuAfrica vanosimbirira nyaya yemasanctions ava vane kunzwisisa kwakadzama pamusoro pedambudziko ranesa muZimbabwe.
Thank you there, Professor Mukonza. Please do stay on the line. And of course, there is no Live Talk without listener contributions. Good evening, caller, and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, Mtereri Mlaleli.
Hello.
Yebo, Magadi enyu.
Yipo, Magadi yo.
Aiwa, tiripo, mati bata muri kupi?
Andri South Africa.
Ku South Africa, tipe ufungwa zenyu panyari mudariro nhasi.
Hello.
Ndati tipe ufungwa zenyu nenyaya yemasanctions. Oh, I'm sorry, we've lost that caller there. Ngipenduke kuwe Baba Moyo. singakathathi ikhefu busakhuluma ngokuthi akula lutho solulungisiwe eZimbabwe, kodwa umongameli Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kuhulumende kuZANU-PF ngisho la bakhokeli bamazwe e-Afrika abatshiyeneyo bathi kunengi osokwenziwe eZimbabwe okufana lokwesula imithetho emibi efana laboPhosa labo-AIPA. Bathi umbuso wentando yeningi uyalondolozwa, idemokhrasi kanti la malungelo lawo ayahlonitshwa. Ama-political reforms kanye lama-electoral reforms okhulume ngawo bathi lawo ayenziwa. Uthini ngalokho?
Mr. Nkomo, ungathatha ingulube uyigcobisa lipstick, still lokhu iyingulube. So into ezenziwe ngabomnangagwa hathi usezenzile yena kumele zifezeke ekuthuthukeni kwempilo zabantu ekhaya. Kumele zifezeke ekuthini akusela abantu ababoshelwa imibono yabo ehlukene nale ZANU-PF. Kumele zifezeke ekuthini thina sinje sisediaspora ilungelo lethu lokuvota kumele ngabe selilungisiwe manje. Uyafika u-2023 asingeke sibe kwazi ukuvota, yethi yinto yena uMnangagwa asithembisa yona. Mina wangithembisa face to face ngise-New York ngikhuluma naye wathi 2023 moyo alizovota, ngoba lami ngivumelana lawe ukuthi lilungelo leni le lokuvota. So uyabona ke Mr. Nkomo, it's very easy for uMnangagwa ukwenza izithembiso lezi azenzayo, kodwa it's very different from akuyikhona akwenzayo. So ma umlalela ekhuluma laphana e-United Nations, if ungumuntu ongaziyo ngeZimbabwe, ongakaza afike eZimbabwe, wangakaza xoxe labantu beZimbabwe, ungacabanga ukuthi iZimbabwe lilizwe elihle kabi elilomnotho abantu abaphila kamnandi. Kodwa ma usiya on the ground usiyakhangelisisa okwenzakalayo, uthola i-opposite yalokho akukhulumayo uMnangagwa. So mina uMnangagwa ngibona engumuntu ofike lapho wama phambi kwabanye abakhokheli bemhlaba jikelele, waqamba amanga ngento ezenzakala eZimbabwe, ngoba konke lokho akukhulumayo izifiso zikathemba lo amukela akukakenziwa konke lokho. Mhlawumbe engqondweni yakhe yena uzitshela ukuthi uyakwenza, kodwa on the ground akubonakali konke lokho akukhulumayo.
Aha, thank you there babu moyo uqhubeka ubambile. Size timbo yenda kunaba Mukonza. Professor Mukonza, abantu bakawanda bari kuchema-chema zvikuru sei vekuopposition vari kuchema nenyaya sikhala yanzi ari kushungurudza nevamwe vake vava ne 3 months vakavharwa kuchikurubhi. Asi ZANU-PF nehurumende, just to play the devil's advocate, vari kuti haiwa nyika nenyika ine mitemo yayo, kana munhu akatyora mitemo anofanirwa kusungwa. Uyezve nyaya pasikala hanzi hainei nezvematongero enyika, munhu akainciter violence, saka hanzi neZANU-PF ngaanangane nemitemo. Hapana zvekupindira zvekuti ari kushungurudzwa nekuti ndewe CCC.
Uko ndo kwaizvine vakuru kupota nemumwe kuri kuitwa neZANU-PF, nekuti chese tinoziva chikonzero chakaita kuti vasikala nevamwe wavo vange vari mujeri. Munoziva vangomo iko kunyepa ikoko ndo kwatisvitsa senyika patiri nhasi, nekuti tinozvinyepera dzimwe nguva nezvunhu zvinogumisira zvatikanganisa isusu tiri kufunga kuti takangwara vacho. Ngatitorei nyaya yavari kutaura kuti nyika imwe neimwe ine mutemo. Ikodzero yemunhu kuti kana ari kupomerwa mhosva atorwa aendeswa abatwa, kana akakumbira bheu, ikodzero yake kuti apuhwe bheu. Asi tinoona kuti vasikala nevamwe wavo vari kunyimwa bheo nguva nenguva. Tobva tatarisazve vamwe vanenge vatara mhosva asi vachitsigira ZANU-PF vakaita savana Wadye Jena, vanongosungwa nemapurisa voendeswa kumatare vobva vapuhwa bheo. Asi tikatarisa mhosva dzavo, mhosva yavo inogona kunge yakatokura kudarika yavasikara. Ndosaka ndiri kuti zviri kuitwa neZANU-PF handizivi kuti vari kusunga kuti vakangwarira ani asi zvavari kuita hazvina wazvinobatsira nekuti vanhu vese vari kuona America iri kuona nyika dzese dziri kuona kuti pano vanhu ava vari kumbonyepa ndomaonera ndinoita nyaya iyi vangoma.
Tinotenda Professor Mukonza enda regai timbotora mutereri kuSouth Africa. Wakati ako mutereri?
Zvipedu makadiwo.
Aiwa, tinofara kana muchifara. Oh, nguva dzadzikana, tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu. Halo mutereri, tipeyo pfungwa dzenyu, mapinda muchirongwa. I think we are experiencing connection issues again with that caller. For those who have just joined us, we are streaming this conversation on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. As we wrap up our show, mpenduke kuwe babumoyo ngo December ngompalakazi. Umongameli Joe Biden uzahlangana uzakwenza umhlangano labakhokheli beAfrika abe-TNA umnanga kwakanxuswanga kodwa uzamelwa nguShaba uForeign Affairs Minister. Ubona ele Zimbabwe litholani kulo mhlangano ngamafitshane?
Well, iZimbabwe really the ball is in their court. Iborani sesigabeni sabo. Yibo kumele ba-acte, yibo kumele bakhombise ukubana balesifiso sokuthi balungise izinto ezirongo lapho. Izakhamizi zeZimbabwe ziyacomplaina, udubo lukhona every day, and bayabona ukuthi i-government, on the other hand, abantu be-government bayanotha besiya phambili, bakhe izindlu ezamamiliyoni, bahamba ngezimota ezidurayo. But the masses on the ground, bayahlupheka every day. Akula misebenzi, akula ma-opportunities. So, umnangagwa, lokuthi abesiyadingana kuma-meetings lawo, I don't know. Ngoba clearly, akalakho angafika ukuthi ukuthi hayi thina sesenze lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Uzamile ukukhuluma ngezinto ezifana sakha amadamu lani lani lani. Well, maybe ngizinto ezikuma-plans, ngoba sihlala simuzwe ngumuntu okhuluma ngama-infrastructure, sesitshaya idili le-China, sesitshaya idili le-Belarus, sesitshaya, kodwa amadili akhona abonakali on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And we must say that tonight we deliberately ignored politicians just to do analysis on this matter. Ukhuluma la politicians at times, you know, iviki yonke besikhuluma le CCC, ZANU-PF, CCC, ZANU-PF, abayibo abahamba phambili. Kodwa lamhla sithe sixoxe lama analysts abahlaziya ezombusazwe. Tichivhara chirongwa Professor Mukonza pachidimbu. Msangano we US Africa never tungamiri ve Africa uchaitwa na Biden muna December muri kuona uchibatsira Zimbabwe sei 30 seconds of course amnanga kwa will not come but pacha we have a Shava Foreign Affairs Minister.
Msangano uyu hongu uchauya asa andione uchabatsira Zimbabwe nekuti apana chandinotasira kuti chinge chashanduka kusvika muna December. Saka muchidimbu musangano uyu uchangouyawo semimwe misangano yakamboitwa kumashure uko asi hapana chauchabatsira Zimbabwe.
And that brings us to the end of our show. Would like to say thank you so very much to our guests. That's Ricky Mukonza, Professor Ricky Mukonza, as well as Mr. Dan Moyo. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers. Be sure to tune in again next week. But remember, our regular radio shows are on 7 days a week. I am Tungamilinkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.